T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What we have seen over 5 days in the last 2 weeks, Dr. Sachs, was it simply political theater or was there more to it?
It was political theater. It was also a lot more than that. But it was boring at times, and at other times it was interesting. I think a lot of people sort of nodded off if they watched it the whole time as I did. But it's important as far as an historical episode in the United States is concerned. It goes now to the full committee in the House, the committee that held these hearings, the Investigations Committee, and they're going to hear this again and send some articles of impeachment over to the Judiciary Committee. They're going to formalize it and send it to the full House. And they'll vote on the articles of impeachment. It may be 2 or 3 specific articles that they'll vote on. Then after they pass it, and I think that the knowledge is that they will pass it, is that it'll then go to the full Senate for a trial. And there it'll really be a trial, like a courtroom trial. By all accounts, President Trump will be acquitted. And that'll be it, except for the politics that'll flow out of it. It'll be one of the most, it'll go on for about 2 weeks in the Senate. It'll be one of the most interesting, and probably it'll be more watched for a while than the impeachment hearings were in the Intelligence Committee headed by Mr. Schiff. So it'll be a trial presided over by the Chief Justice of the United States as the Constitution outlines it, and it'll be interesting. But aside from that, there are 2 other things taking place that'll happen within the next several weeks. One of them is a full report by the intelligence officer, the IG, they call it, the Inspector General, and he is issuing a full report on what, how did this thing start, going all the way back with Russia. Some has already leaked out where a government agent has been indicted, I believe, for falsifying things on a FISA warrant. FISA stands, you'll hear that word a lot in the next coming weeks. FISA is the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. There's a secret court that can issue warrants. And they issued a FISA warrant early on. And that's where a lot of people think it was falsified. And also, there's another report coming down by an officer by the name of Durham. And he was appointed by the Attorney General, Mr. Barr, to give his own report. And apparently, according to President Trump, those 2 reports are going to be blockbusters, real blockbusters, going all the way back to the Obama administration and what took place. And that should be very, very dramatic. So in addition to the committee hearings, or this full Senate hearing, by the way, in the Senate on impeachment, and he's going to be acquitted, as I think everybody recognizes, it'll be probably a straight partisan vote or pretty close to one. But then these other 2 reports by the Inspector General and Mr. Durham, that's going to be, I think, even a bigger blockbuster, according to the president and other people that have been looking at what's going on. It may go back all the way into the Obama administration. So those things, I think, are going to hold us spine-tingling through the first of the year. It's not going to be reconciled until after the first of the year sometime, and I'm not sure how long it's going to go on, probably a couple of weeks into the first of the year. And it's going to be riveting and spine-tingling. I know those are phrases that a lot of people use, but it will be for the history books. And Mr. Schumer some months ago, who is the majority leader in the Senate, said, don't mess with the intelligence agencies. And he was just talking in general, because if you mess with them, there's going to be a lot of problems down the line. And President Trump messed with them, and there are problems down the line. So it's going to be an historical event. I think President Trump will still be president after all this is said and done. But the bodies lying around after that are going to be really important.
So aside from an election in 2020, Dr. Sachs, it sounds like the plate of issues is going to be way past overflowing.
Oh, it will be. The issues in the 2020 election are going to be immense. And the issue, I think, for a lot of people is simply going to be, do you want President Trump to remain in office for another 4 years? That's going to be the big question. But a lot of stuff, of course, props that up or mitigates it. And that's where I believe the Republicans are still looking good. If these bombshell reports by Mr. Durham and the intelligence and by the Inspector General, if those have in it what a lot of people think it does, or want it to have in it, it'll change everything. So, but if you're a Democrat, you're strong on seeing President Trump go. If you're a Republican, it's all been made up, and the Democratic Party has been out there fishing in a big lake, catching minnows.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.